Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I want you to listen to Aaron Glenn's answer, because he actually invoked something he had said earlier in this process about Jet fans being proud. Remember that whole thing?
Yes. The success. How do you clarify or quantify a successful season?
That is correct.
I want Jet fans to be proud.
So before we hear what he said months ago, let's hear what he said today when he was asked point blank, what do you tell Jet fans after the moves of yesterday?
Nothing different than I've been saying. Listen, I want this to be a team that the fans are proud of. But again, I never said that we're going to be proud of them right now. At some point, I want this to be a team that that the fans are proud of. And I still stick with that. You know, and I will still say that. This is a team that the fans will be proud of. And I'm not going to get into the patience and all that type of crap that you always hear. But I will tell you this. Our guys are working. We're going to continue to work. And again, I'm going to stand by that statement. I want this to be a team that the fans are proud of. So don't let go of the rope. You've heard me say that before. Mm-hmm. And just continue to watch us work.
So the thing that really jumped out at me is I never said this year.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, well, it was what the premise was.
The premise, in fact, you know what? Let's not even say a word, Tiki. We don't need to criticize Aaron Glenn. Let's hear Aaron Glenn's own answer in early September when he was asked point blank, what's a successful season for this year's New York Jets?
What to you would define a successful season?
What would define a successful season? I want to be a team to where the fans will look up and say, we're proud of that team. And if they say that, I'll be happy. I'll be happy because within that, I know that wins will come.
Aaron, if this was Meet the Press back in the day and I was the late, great Tim Russert, I'd play that for you and I'd say, Coach, you did specify this year. The question was this year. This guy has the balls to say, I never said that.
Well, here's what he's doing. He's kicking success down the line because he knows it's not achievable this year.
Right.
And so he's amending the expectation from this year to eventually. Now, let's hope that eventually is not 4 years from now. Hopefully eventually is end of this season, next season.
Tiki, that's fine. He on his own said,
I know.
I never said this year.
I agree. I can't defend him.
How do you say that?
I was trying to. You can't defend
it. You can't defend it.
Right.
See, people were upset at you and I that yesterday we laughed at the way Aaron Glenn had handled the media when it comes to the quarterback question, that it was almost a joke. And it was a joke. Stop being so sensitive. This pisses me off. This I'm going to be sensitive about because you're spitting in the air and telling me it's rain. Dude, we listen to what you say. We play the clips on the air. And so for everyone out there who didn't catch that, I want you to catch it. He said, I never said proud this year. We just played the clip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
was this year? The whole question was predicated on what makes this guy. I want to lose my mind. And it's so stupid. I admit it's so stupid. Because Aaron Glenn can so easily say, hey, things change, man. We gave it a try.
Right.
We didn't win games. This opportunity came along. I want you to be proud about something different. And that is, we have a plan. You could spin this so many different ways. And instead, he pulled a Francesa.
Yeah.
I never said that.
That's not what I meant.
You did say it. You couldn't have been more clear that you said it. So, that kind of annoyed me.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. That's the one that really pisses me off.
If they win another game, you'll get over it. Because you'll start feeling proud of them.
I don't know. I don't know what would make me. Yeah, you're probably right. I want wins.
I know that's right.
They're so loaded with draft picks. It's like, they'll get their quarterback anyway. I want wins. Marvin's in Patchogue. What's up, Marvin?
Hey, what's up? J-E-T-S, Jets, man. I am so proud of these guys. They have been true since the beginning. Let me give you a timeline. They want winners. They want to know who's on board.
Yeah.
They started with Aaron Rodgers. He wasn't on board. Started with the interview. You come into an interview, you show you want to be on board. Aaron brought his ego. So they got rid of him in the circus. Then they said, as far as the timeline, what you just pointed out, they got rid of the punt returner. The players weren't listening. I couldn't recall his name. Aaron Glenn was not speaking to us as the fans, to the media. He was speaking to the players. Earn your spot on this roster. Earn your spot. They wasn't listening. He reminds me of Mike Singletary. I can't win with him.
But I don't want that comparison. He was a terrible head coach. I was with you until you said he reminds me of Mike Singletary.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I don't want that. By the way, Rick called up earlier this segment. You could rewind it if you're just tuning in. And he said, hey, you guys laughed at me when I said the Jets are going to trade Sauce Gardner. And we immediately, because of Tommy Lugauer's brain and Sean Morash's editing ability, we're able to go back and find that call. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go back a little less than a month ago. Here is Rick's phone call to Evan and Tiki, where he claims he said Sauce Gardner will be traded. Let's go to Rick in Queens. What's up, Rick?
But you have to please tell me why Sauce Gardner is not no case you won't trade him. He pass interferes. He can't tackle anybody. Okay, he's always, at some point in time during the game, he's always going to take a little shot. He's going to get hurt. He's going to be on the sideline. So tell me. Tell me, why is he untouchable?
Well, first of all, nobody's untouchable. Mm-hmm. I made that very clear in our last segment where I would be open to anything. Yeah. I would just need to have it be grossly overpayment to trade them. Now, as far as why I would need an overpayment for Sauce Gardner, tell me when I'm telling lies, anything I'm about to say. If you rank all the cornerbacks in the NFL, is Sauce Gardner top 5, top 10?
Probably.
I think so.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, that doesn't mean he's number one.
I was just trying to think of the guys that are above him. And there's just not a ton of
guys. There's not a ton of guys.
Right.
So he is, as much as he's not Darrell Revis, and as much as he's not perfect, and as much as there is that one or two plays per game that may stick out at you and bother you, he is still one of the better cornerbacks in this league, despite us all saying horrible things about him. That's tough to replace.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough to replace. If you trade him for lottery tickets, and that's what draft picks are, you're probably going to use a top pick on a cornerback. And if that cornerback turns into Sauce Gardner, you know what you're going to say? We hit. Like, literally.
Yeah, I know.
So that's why I'm not gung-ho about, oh, I'll trade him. Give me a second-round pick. Let's call it a day. Like, what are you turning that into?
Right.
I feel very good about my answer, by the way.
That was a pretty good answer.
I think we both went out of this thing. Yes, he made a great point about why don't you trade him, but my retort is consistent. I said, no one's off limits. I got to get blown away. They got blown away. They got two first-round picks. So I give Rick some love, but honestly, the more I hear that, I want to give myself love because I think my answer was spot on.
Just remember, I could have omitted your response, but I felt it was very important.
Thank you, Sean.
Your response was good.
Thank you. Thank you.
It wasn't fully dismissive of Rick.
It wasn't at all, actually. He's wrong about that. We didn't dismiss him.
I think we went on further and talked about how so many people keep calling about Sauce and saying that he's not a good player. And he's a good player. He's not impactful. He's not turning the football over. You don't see him making devastating hits. He's too like lanky to be that kind of defensive back. He doesn't intercept the ball. He's got three in his career. So what is he? He's good, but what is he?
He's not what we thought he would be.
Yeah.
He's not Revis, and he's not a guy taken as high as he was selected. But I think what ended up happening, and this is where our last caller, I guess, could take his victory lap, but so can we. We never said no offhanded. Mm. We said, they got to get blown away. And boy, I'd love to go back in time and say, hey, guys, the Jets are going to get two number ones for him. We would have hung up on that caller. We would have said, you're nuts. I love Sauce. I think Sauce is really good. They're not getting two number ones for him. And they did. And I think it's a game changer, which is why it was conflicting yesterday. Like, he's a good player. You are going to need to replace him, even if they think AZ Thomas can replace him right now, who looked good last week and is a rookie and is cheap. But they got so much back. It's kind of crazy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.